Hello and welcome to the S-Word Stuff segment. This is stuff number 29.
Wow. This is a lot of stuff. So we're going to hit 30 soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is next week.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go into something that... Yes, John. Very good. I totally am blanking out here. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Speak.
He continues to not be Speak.
He's John Condon.
And he is...
John Condon, you didn't...
That's Hung right over there.
No, I'm not Hung, but I guess one who is.
You're not Hung?
No.
Sorry. Am I Hung?
Who's Hung?
I'm really not the one to answer that question.
Who's Hung?
I don't know.
We've been asking this question. We never really found out.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's time to find out, boys.
Maybe in 30.
So, he's Danny Suthavarakam.
Sure, all right. About that.
So let's go into. We've been putting up polls on the website for a while. Actually, I have. And it's finally time to go through and review what the results have been. So let's take a look at our very first poll, which was, "What's your favorite catchphrase on the podcast?" And it turns out that Danny, you are the winner of this one. It is "You and Your Touching Games" came out as a resounding number one. Actually,
and right before this recording, Danny was actually playing the demo for one of my touching games.
It's not a touching game.
What is it then?
You do have to play that game with two hands, don't you?
Yes, you do.
With both your girlfriends.
Yes.
And number two, coming in, a little bit behind, is "I'm so hard."
I'm so hard!
And at number three is a bee 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 bee, the nya num sound.
The one that gets actually used the most often around here.
We swear.
Except it gets cut off sometimes. Anyways, that was our first poll. Let's go to the second poll, which was, "What would you want to see at Comic-Con?" And wait, no surprises here.
Wait, Eat and Drink didn't get on top of that one?
Yeah, it did not.
People would rather watch Miyazaki and Disney movies than eat. You, of all people, should know this.
Yeah,
damn it.
It's congoers. So
it's no surprise that the Miyazaki panel for Disney Animation came in at number one.
Brush your teeth. You don't need to do any of this.
Hey, Speak.
Sorry.
Stop Speak. At number two is "Screw This, Let's Eat and Drink," which is usually my favorite thing to do at Comic-Con. And number three was Iron Man 2. Let's go to the next one. This one had a lot of participation, which was, "What is your favorite Joss Whedon project?" And it pretty much was everyone saying Firefly and Serenity, and Dr. Horrible getting a little bit of love there with, I think there was like, out of over 100 votes, 70-something were for Firefly Serenity.
That's because it's his best work.
The rest were distributed amongst his other things, like Dr. Horrible. And number two was Dr. Horrible, and number three was "Who's Joss Whedon?" So, no love for Buffy, Angel, or Dollhouse there. And in fact, I believe Dollhouse got, like, one vote.
It's deserved.
Anyways, let's go to the final poll of the ones I picked out for this week. And it was, "How has Studio Ghibli How has Studio Ghibli been doing lately?" And most people seem to also agree with us. It's worthwhile, but not required. With number two coming in at "I miss the good old days," and coming in last was "Still as Classic as Ever." So I guess it's not just us starting to get bitter about the stuff they've been releasing.
I'm not bitter. I'm just wary.
Tired.
Tired. Tired sounds good.
All right. So let's go straight into this mailbag. We've got a couple of emails here. And we have some that are actually really quite good. But anyways, let's go into the first one. Was pretty quick. Why don't you bring us this first one, John? From
I'll
Justin
speak.
B. Yes, okay, I'm sorry. Speak, can you please give us this first one?
Justin B. says, "Still loving the show. Keep up the awesome. I was curious. Do you guys ever feel like the Wii is a horrible, horrible name for a console? If you share my feelings, then join me in calling it the Revolution. Because honestly, which sounds cooler?"
Honestly,
this is such an old topic.
Yeah, it's
too.
Such an old topic. I mean, the Revolution came and went, and people went, you know, I'm fine with the name Wii, after they got over, like, the millions of penis jokes that came out at the beginning when they announced it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, everyone, when they got the name, everyone got out of their systems, and then they started buying them. By the truckload. So we can't really call it anything but that, because that's the name that's on the receipts.
Plus, there's a matter of sayability. How easy is it to say we? How easy is it to say revolution? What? I mean, that's why we call it the PS3 and not the PlayStation 3. That's why we call it the 360 and not the...
Or the Hakumaru, or the Ekibako.
Ekubo.
The NES.
Well, actually, for me, I think Wii is more appropriate given the kind of content that does come out for that console.
It's not really revolutionary.
Yeah. Well, the controls were revolutionary for a while, and then it didn't really take off as much as people had thought. So, I don't know. I think it's fine. It's one, to me, it feels like it's the kind of console I go to where I'm just like, I just want to play something quickly. Wii! Mm-hmm. That kind of Wii. Not the...
Or, as Denny would want to say, because this is a game that's coming up for the Wii, Dead Rising!
Shop till you drop. Oh, wait, no, Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Yeah. Where he actually shouts out Dead Rising when he hits someone with a baseball bat. For no good reason, other than that.
They're dead, and they're rising.
They're not dead. He's hitting, what's the name of the Gatchaman guy again? Ken? The head Gatchaman?
Yeah.
In the trailer, he's hitting Ken in the head with a baseball bat when he's saying that.
Yeah.
Ken's not dead.
Okay, fine.
All right, let's move on to Mike T. Mike T writes, hey guys, been a bit since writing in, so I'll just skip the random thoughts from the last few episodes, except for Woo-Dom for the Princess Bride Deserted Island pick. How about episode memory?
Oh, as a
Kevin,
game show.
As a game show.
For a while.
Kevin takes quotes from old episodes from the main apps to make it easier, and guests guess which one they were from.
Actually, we actually had a reader send in an entire trivia quiz about the show.
I would do so badly at this because I don't remember half the crap that comes out of my mouth.
And it was actually really good, and I was wanting to use it for one of our like online game show ideas, but given that we've still kind of had issues with trying to run an online live kind of thing, that's probably not going to happen, but... Definitely, let's try this next week. I still have that quiz, so we can definitely go through
that'd
and
be
see
fun.
Just how well any of us actually does. I won't be participating because I know all the answers already.
Right.
All right.
So yeah, and one suggestion, Syracuse. How many of us have ever been there?
I've been there.
Okay. I know that they have an orange as their mascot.
They have basketball.
That's all we got. Thus endeth the episode on Syracuse.
Hey, basketball, it looks like an orange.
Eh?
Huh? Anyway, Toodles says Mike. Thanks, Mike.
All right, who wants to bring us this next one from Nitrous? Anyone's quick one.
Nitrous writes, Scurvy Sea Dogs, to link to the Monkey Island series. I'm sure everyone has at least played Monkey Island in their life at some point. So it should be easy to have a lively discussion based on it.
I like Monkey Island.
I like Monkey Island. We could get Andy for that one.
I'm okay with Monkey Island.
All right. Okay. We'll put it on there sometime.
All right, I'll bring this next one from Matt H. from Jakarta. This is a very long one. Dear Friendly Neighborhood Podcasters. Oh, Podsters, I'm sorry. I'm glad you liked the questions I submitted for your previous stuff show. It's not my intention to bogart anyone's airtime, so I have one more and quick hitter this week. So, the Japanese friend for hire industry is apparently on the up. Creepy, sad, or potential boom market?
Well, it certainly did well in the form of Dream Club. Did you read about that?
Yes.
Did you read about the ending?
No.
One of the most popular characters says, "You're my best friend. Thank you for the courage to marry my boyfriend." And she runs off and kicks you in the emotional breadbasket. It's awesome.
I don't think that's the emotional breadbasket. And there's a very specific emotional organ that's attached there.
The friend zone?
Yeah, I guess that'll have to do.
So this whole friend for hire thing, it's mostly the same kind of thing as escorts, right? Without
I liken it to those old stories where they would hire mourners to attend people's
funerals.
I liken it to that Corey hotline from The Simpsons where what is it, hours of non-threatening dialogue.
So wait, what is this? How is this any different from like a hostess bar?
You pay less and you don't drink as much.
Oh, okay. And they go outside? Or is it still you go to a place?
I think they come to you.
Oh.
It's sort of like a paid for, you know,
like a maid that doesn't clean?
No.
Well.
Oh wait, not like Japanese maid. I'm talking about like a cleaning person, like they come to your place and then
maybe, I'm not sure on it fully, but
I think it might be the non-sexual escort service equivalent.
Like I said, it was
I'm surprised they didn't have this already.
It might be a compensated version of the Big Brothers program, for all I care.
Okay.
Alright, and then here's the question. Bring it.
Oh, if you could take a 6-month sabbatical from work and or school, where would you go? What would you do and why? The catch is you can only take the sabbatical in a country which you have not yet visited.
Backpacking in Spain. Not even a question.
I'd like to go to Italy and eat for the rest. Oh, no. Between Italy and France. I don't know. France.
I would want the food more in Spain.
I would love to spend 6 months in France and just doing whatever. I can leave that country too to go to other countries I've never been to, right?
I don't know.
I can go through all of Europe then. Which I've been dying to do my whole life.
I know. I would actually I would start in Spain and then go a little bit through France, a little bit through Germany, a lot through Italy.
Ooh, Germany.
I've already been to Germany.
Yeah, but I haven't. I drink all day, drink all night.
Remember, you have light beers at lunch, and then you have real beers at night.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah. You just black out, and then 6 months have just flown right by.
Oh, pretty much.
Yeah, hell with that. I haven't seen America yet.
Oh, okay. I've seen too much America by this point.
You can go to Texas. That's like another country.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Texas is so much fun. Go to a rodeo. It's so different.
As opposed to going to Austin, which would just feel like Berkeley. Boston... Yeah. Not Boston. Austin.
Boston baked beans.
Austin would be... a little too familiar for you, so stay away from there unless you really need to get away from it for a while.
Go to El Paso or Peso. Paso?
Paso.
The largest people in the United States in that city.
Yeah. Wait, largest population or largest?
Largest.
Okay,
weight.
Never mind.
Oh, heaviest.
Heaviest. I'm sorry. Heaviest.
The most
people.
American.
So. Mio liked that one.
Where would you go, John?
I'd go to Spain. I've got family there. I've never been there.
Nice.
So, oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. They're, you know, family-in-law. But it'd give me a place so that I could find out where to go and people could guide me and talk the language and so it wouldn't be like Japan. So, you know.
How do I go up?
How do I not get pickles? Why do they keep handing me beer?
on an unrelated note, although it is related to international travel, if anybody in the greater New York area happens to see somebody on a bike that looks like it was from Sweden, could you do me a favor and kick them off the bike and fart in their face?
What?
It was a request.
Okay.
Wait, what's this related to? Okay.
Did someone steal a bike from your sister?
Maybe. Yeah.
Then yes, okay then.
Okay, I got it now. Okay.
I was just going to leave it at that, but yeah.
So Matt says he would like to go to Italy for the food, the soccer, the drama, and a criminal mastermind man whore running the country. So what's not
They do have really hot government officials because they are appointed by said man whore. I'm not kidding about this. Look it up.
Yeah.
They have really hot government officials because they get appointed by him.
Anyways, Matt says all the best to you and yours. And if Cal doesn't knock off USC this year, it might not happen for quite some time.
No comment.
So, guys, did you watch football yesterday?
Did you hear the no comment?
Yeah. I watched the Penn State game.
Penn State lost to Iowa.
Wow.
Iowa destroyed them in terms of actually being able to play defense. All right. So that pretty much ends that email.
This is not the week for football for me, apparently.
We got this last one from Trigger Happy 983. Anyone want to bring us this one?
I'll take it. Trigger Happy 983 writes, "Greetings, casters of the pod, from TH, the Arkansan geek of all trades. I've heard your mailbag has been going a bit light and thought I might email you with a little insight and wisdom. Then I scrapped that idea and opted to ask stupid questions instead."
Glad to hear it.
"I was wondering, after the Drunk Chris episode, what are your favorite adult beverages? Any rather odd or disastrous drink combination you'd like to share, or funny drinking stories you wouldn't otherwise have an excuse to share with your loyal listeners?" Well, actually, aren't we doing the Smashed episode at some point?
Yes, we are. Yeah. I have it on the schedule now.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
I will mention that you may want to avoid green tea liquor. This is some of the most terrifying stuff
ever.
Yeah, it's exactly like it sounds.
Very, very bitter.
You should have Lita mix it with something because
if I remember correctly, it was sweet.
Every drunk
what? Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, every Jesus. Drunken hat night that I've had, Lita mixes the drinks and she comes up with some of the best stuff. Nice. And the stuff that we're like, I have no idea what this is. And then we're like, what'd you put? And we write it down. And now, like, between me and my other drinking buddies, we're like, hey, we should actually, you know, create a menu out of these because a lot of them are very good.
It's a flaming Mo. My name is Mo. I made it. I'm calling it a flaming Mo.
It's a flaming Mo. What do you want?
Hi, I'm Mo.
I'm Mo. But no, my favorite adult beverage, I don't know. I like so much. I love a whole bunch of beers. I love a whole bunch of mixed drinks, whiskeys, straight up vodka. I haven't explored tequila as much as I should.
That's dangerous.
We had Everclear with stuff yesterday.
So. Yeah, still that doesn't make it any less dangerous.
Oh, you guys know about also we use the Everclear to breathe fire.
Fire. Yeah, you have the pictures.
I saw that's a little worrisome actually.
All right, any of you guys your favorite adult beverages? Come
see
on, John.
You on Smash,
John.
Yeah, see you on Smash. Seriously,
you know, in that we're also supposed to talk about the Hulk.
Are we?
Maybe for the first 5 minutes.
You do realize I get the feeling half the subject's just going to be about the Cookie Monster and stuff.
We can drink a lot and then we can become hot.
I imagine on this mixing board the little clipping light is going to like turn on a lot during that episode.
What's the clipping light?
So whenever we scream or talk too loud, it will have to clip us because otherwise the sound that's being exported will be just so horrible that it won't even be matter.
You mean like when we tried to sing the Highlander song last week?
Oh, that was awesome. I loved it. I listened to that like a couple times. It was good. So at the end of, the end of Spaceman's Spiff?
End of Spaceman's Spiff, yes.
Oh, that was glorious.
It was glorious.
Anyways, that pretty much wraps up this episode. You can always email us any questions or comments or any other suggestions to feedback@s-words-podcast.com. As you can see, our mailbag has been pretty light most of the time, so you have a very, very good shot, especially for like the kind of ones where you ask us a question, just things like that. Don't forget, you can also find all of our older episodes at www.s-words-podcast.com. And where are your two girlfriends right now?
They are at twitter.com/s_words, pleasing me with their words.
Their S words?
Yes.
Okay.
There's only so much we can do with a straight face.
Well, all right, that pretty much wraps up this episode. Goodbye, you guys. Until next week when we do stuff number 30. Wow.
Wow.
Hey, this is Kevin's mic.
Hey, yeah. This is Dom's mic, all sexy talk.
You bring your girlfriends?
Both of them.
I only see one around. Oh, there we go. The other one was holding a grape.
The other one's busy right now, man.
Grape, air quotes. You just have one? And then you put it in your mouth.
It's dexterous.
Please don't put this at the end of the show.
It'll grow back.
It will.
Wait, put it at the end of the show?
No!
Okay.
He's special.